Are you stressed? Do you fear what you'll be facing when you wake up in the morning? Is life simply causing you to question its essence? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Spirited Daydream, the show featuring lightworker and psychic medium Carla Shields, where the answers to some of life's, and yes, the afterlife's most thought-provoking and compelling questions are sought. Spirited, as Carla is known as by many, brings her inspiring, passionate, and powerful spiritual teachings to the internet. So, let's take a moment to welcome the host of the show, your spiritual healer, Carla Shields.
Welcome, everybody, in this beautiful fall Sunday morning. I'm in New England, and we feel the brisk in the air. It feels good. Well, today's topic is stepping stones on your spiritual pathway. Daring to move ahead on our spiritual pathway in life sure can be a challenging, if not daunting, trip, especially when we don't include the spiritual side of us. Just a few things. Moving ahead without remembering to actively involve the spiritual side of body, mind, and spirit. Well, you can do it. You can set goals. You can read books and do affirmations. You can take one thing at a time. You can check with others, consult with other experts in the field and other people on what they're doing to learn more. You can get tired. You get up, you try again. You feel overwhelmed. So you start complaining to your friends and family. Now everybody that cares about you is worried, sad, or concerned. But you get up and try again. You fight even harder to keep everything going, keep all those plates up in the air. You have to-do lists. You listen to audio motivation, read a few books, all kinds of good things. And they're all valid. You try harder because that didn't work. So you try a different way. And you break it down into manageable pieces, which is actually one of the main goal-setting techniques that's been around forever, decades and decades and decades. You take one step at a time. But you know, if your energy feels off, it can feel like everything is spinning, right? Depending on the challenges ahead of you and the steps you have to take, maybe that's not enough. Because all work and no play. And when you do play, you feel like you should be working because you've got all these goals and to-do lists. So you end up feeling burnt out, feeling frazzled and frustrated. It's a sign of the times, folks. It's happening more and more. Society causes us, imposes upon us, and encourages us to do these things. And it's all good, except you have to keep repeating everything I just said over and over and over. It's one constant repetition. It's a cycle. Does it work to an extent? Yes, it can be very successful. Not taking anything away from those techniques. But something's wrong with this picture from a spiritual standpoint because life was not meant to feel this way all the time. This is not why you came into physical form. You chose to be here, and it certainly wasn't to feel frustrated, miserable, and overwhelmed most of the time. You did not, none of us, came here for that. We did come to choose to learn a life lesson, two or three or more, and we came to experience joy from a physical perspective as well as spiritually. Sometimes we burn out so that we can start over and be where we were supposed to be in the first place. It can be a hard thing to accept, especially when we've been told by experts that this we've been doing everything right, but it just burnt us out. We just wore out. It wasn't enough. Moving ahead, when you balance body, mind, and spirit, set an intentional focus on spirit. Set aside time for your spiritual side. If you don't plan it, just like any other thing, it's not going to happen. It's just like not focusing on your spiritual needs. But the payoff when you do is huge. You need to start where you are Maybe you're too busy for major meditation, or you just can't get into it right now. That's okay. The stepping stones on your personal spiritual pathway aren't the same as mine, and they are not the same as anybody else's. They are unique because you, in spirit, chose to come in for a reason, and you are here to help express for the universe and for all that is, for Source, for your higher power. You're not alone. The beautiful thing is, when you do follow your spiritual pathway, you put your spiritual needs first, and then everything else does start to fall into place, to some extent. There's a certain order out of the chaos, because you remember that you're not alone. You remember that you are and always will be guided in spirit on your personal charted path that is unlike anyone else's, cannot be put into a computer and spit out with a to-do list, because it is your very own. You integrate this into your daily life. It's not, as I said, a to-do list. Just remember that spirit comes first in your life, then body and mind. Feel at peace without having to use drugs, alcohol, or other things like that. There needs to be a sense of release, a sense of letting go, right? Sure, there are physical ways to do this, and they're all good. The exercise, dance, yoga, martial arts, all of those things, they're wonderful tools and techniques. Great. There are mental ways to do this, back to affirmations. There's counseling, psychology, many, many ways, many, many good and valid ways. So for body and mind, there are certainly techniques and things we can do and probably do in your daily life, right? To some extent, even if it's a walk once a day, or like me with my little Fitbit that I have on my wrist to keep track of my steps, and I average over 10,000 steps a day. I never knew that until I got this, which is pretty cool. Anyway, so yeah, do I look at some of those things myself? Sure I do. They're valid. But spirit first. Not the other way around. Body, mind, and spirit, no. I do suggest spirit, mind, and body, or spirit, body, and mind, if you prefer. The spiritual way involves communicating, you communicating with your spirit guides, your higher power and angels, and allowing them to help you. It involves growing in spirit as well as in body and mind. And this is where we humans get it all backwards and mixed up. We really do, because you didn't come here just to improve your body's condition and be your size, whatever. And you didn't come here just to grow intellectually. They're both marvelous and wonderful things to focus on. And they definitely, and most assuredly, will improve the quality of your life. No doubt, I'm in total agreement, this is true. There's so much more. There's so much more to your life. Your spiritual pathway is there. Whether you focus on it or not, it's there. You came in with it. It's not going away. To deny it exists will only make you feel like something's wrong, something's missing. And indeed it is. Your attention to it is what's missing. It's crying out to you when you feel that way. Hey, don't forget why we're here. Don't forget. We're here for a reason. Do you feel that way sometimes? Do you feel like, what's the point? Did you stop to think that it may be, or maybe it hadn't been pointed out to you, that it's your spirit crying out for attention, to be balanced, to be put first, because that's why you came here. You didn't come here for the other reasons. That's an adjunct. Those are pluses. That's experience. It's beautiful. But that's not why you came here. A fundamental universal law is that you don't have the ability, none of us do, to imagine what we can't become. So it's true that if we can imagine something, we can become it. We have the tools, the abilities, or they will be provided. It just will. There's no worry about it. You just take the steps you need to take and you get there. You can choose what stepping stones you jump to in your life. You can choose anything. You don't have to follow your spiritual pathway. It's totally your choice. Look, every choice has a consequence. Every one. We are a result of what we choose to believe is true about ourselves and our lives and who we are. Some of it's how we were taught. If we were taught to believe we're incapable of something, we're going to experience this until we make a different choice. It's that simple. You just change your mind and choose a new you. Yes, it's that simple. Society's made it way too confusing. It's not that difficult. The fundamental universal law is that simple. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. And you are already on that path once you start the wheels in motion. Many of us are taught you have to have a really good reason to be happy on your pathway of life. Otherwise, if you're too happy, something's wrong. You're putting it on. It's not real. Can't be real. Nobody's that happy all the time, right? But on the other side, many of us are also taught you don't need any reason to be critical of yourself. It's okay to put yourself down. In fact, many of us do this very well very often. And boy, the people around us will reinforce this with negativity. By, like, constructive criticism. Never mind the psychological facts about that. Anyway, let's focus on the topic. Yeah, I get it right, Carla. Focus on the topic today. I'm very passionate about this. Can you tell? It's everything. It's why you're here. It is the reason for your life. It is the reason you came in. You didn't come in to sit in front of a TV set. You didn't come in to be miserable. Came in to be happy, to experience life in a joyful, positive way, from as many facets as possible, and to contribute to the whole of society, to other common souls. You know, the only time constructive criticism works is when we allow ourselves to be changed by another. But ultimately, that's through the power of your own choice to change. Because your belief system agrees this is a good thing to change in your life. And the only reason you would do that is because you ultimately feel it would improve the quality of your life and maybe the quality of life of your loved one. So if you accept constructive criticism from another so-called, quote-unquote, well-meaning person, don't give them the credit because it's your choice. It's your choice. Isn't this spiritual? When you think about it, our belief system involves how we choose to view our personal life and everything and everyone in it. It affects every part of your life, every part of my life. Every single thing in your life has within it a reflection of your personal beliefs. Your personal perspective is different than the person next to you, in your family, in your work. No two people on this earth see it the same. Because their personal, physical, and spiritual experience and belief systems aren't identical. What's your personal theme that you choose to focus on in this lifetime now? What are you entertaining? It's fundamental to be able to choose what stepping stone, what choices to move forward to, isn't it? Well, looking at the same basic choices in life, certain things, right? You want a home, I mean, how you want your home is, there are many choices within that, but you want a home to live in. Perhaps you want to be in a relationship, married, children, you want to have a family, you're with a significant other, you want to share your life is my point. You want to interact in society in some way. So there are some basic things, good health. There are so many basic things. The power to be new on our next choice or job or relationship or transition is where your stepping stones come in. It's all in how we frame the choices. These are things that impact us personally, up to and including the fact that our oversouls are also currently experiencing other lifetimes right now. Of course, on the other side, there is no such thing as time. So your multiple lifetimes are all happening concurrently. And your spirit can and does interact there. Of course. All things are possible in spirit. The limitations we experience are due to our 3D physical reality, not the spiritual side, not the magic and wonder and joy of the energy of spirit that we all have. You can choose any path you want. At any age, you can change your mind. It's your choice and it's entirely yours. Your guides in spirit are going to nudge you. They're going to try to aid you and remind you where you originally chose to focus on. But you can certainly go another way. It's free will. You will, however, know this. You're going to feel the impact of that. It's undeniable. If you're not on target with where you were meant to be when you chose to come in, you will feel it. You can go through therapy. You can go through counseling. You can find out many reasons why. And that may be a good help, a good step. But you may still feel something's missing. And I can tell you with utmost certainty, your spirit's involved in some way. Because your spiritual side is the one side of you, of all of us, that doesn't stop to exist when your physical body dies. It's eternal energy, not temporary. This life you're in is temporary. It's going to be over in the bat of an eye. But your spirit will live on. So when we're facing a choice that's challenging or difficult, or one that seems overwhelming, choosing to involve spirituality in the choice is fundamentally correct. Because you're choosing to consult with your own higher self, that part of you that's always whole, always loving, and always connected to all that is, your higher power. To think otherwise, to think that you don't require to involve spirituality in your choices, is sad. It's, you know, you're assuming that you don't need that part of your intelligence. I'm going to slow down a little now, because this is very important. We give great credence to intellect, do we not? Right? The Nobel Peace Prize, the great intellects and contributors of our society over the hundreds and thousands of years, the great philosophers, the philanthropists that have accumulated great wealth through whatever means, they contribute to society in a positive way to help others. That's intelligence of sorts. Power, personal power. Do they do it just to get a tax write-off? Well, I'm sure some do. I'm sure there are many philanthropists that make donations to charities to get their tax write-off, because that's what it's about. It's just business. And here's the topic, just business. Whether you're in the business world, in an office setting, you're a school teacher, a nurse, a doctor, a counselor, you make pizza, maybe you serve customers, you're a server, a waitress, waiter. So maybe you prepare food. Whatever it is you do, you're in the business world. Business is bottom line, provide a service, make money. Bottom line. However, your spiritual intelligence is more than that. Not in the sense that your mind is. It's broader than that. Your spiritual intelligence is energy. It can tune in to knowledge that would take some years of study to learn. And yet, when we go within, through meditation, prayer, or intuitive tools, instantaneously, the answers are provided to us in spirit to many of great questions. And if you look at many people, the reason I bring up business is not to be negative. The reason I bring it up is because many great contributors to this world have done meditation. They have had a quiet room in their office with no light and just a chair where they have gone and called it perhaps their thinking room. And every day, they at a certain time, they would go to their thinking room. It's meditation. And they would relax from their mind. And basically what they're doing is consulting with their spirit to get answers to their problems. They didn't call it necessarily meditation. Perhaps it was an unacceptable term in the business world, because business is business. But nonetheless, they were consulting with spirit, and many still do this today, by the way. This isn't over. This is not over. Many people use this technique, thousands and thousands and millions, millions. I suggest to you, if you're facing a change or a choice on your personal spiritual pathway, that you consider using this spiritual intelligence access that every single one of you has. We all have it, because that's who we are. We are spirits. My fellow souls, some keys or more obvious ways to know you're accessing your spiritual intelligence are your feelings about the issue. Do you have a feeling of love or fear? Do you have a feeling about helping or hurting? Do you feel that this decision would help you grow or maybe limit yourself? Or maybe you're put in this situation, but through no fault of your own, you've lost a loved one, and you're dealing with a tremendous stepping stone. What better time to consult with your spiritual side? No other power is as powerful as the power of spirit. The unending power of energy is the ultimate magic that requires no spell, no special technique. It simply is. It is who you are, more than you know. Do you feel like making this next step, you might be turning away from what you really, really wanted in the first place? Are you making the choice because you feel you must in order to have a safe life? I suggest to you that there's no such thing as a safe life. And on the other side, there's no such thing as a wrong choice. There's no judgment. You are viewed and connected to with great love, as we all are. There is no judgment. There's no one sitting up there like a judge in a courtroom ready to slam down the gavel. It's just not there. Every minute, we have the new ability to create whatever we want. And we experience the results of that. Remember, with you, and reconnect with your inner and higher self as to what choices lift you up, so that when you're taking these steps on your spiritual pathway, you do so with peace of mind and a joyful sense moving forward. You'll have a smile on your face that isn't forced. You won't have a sense of regret. I'm not going to say you won't have a sense of urgency, because you will. We're humans. There's going to be issues that you feel urgent about, and that things that still have to get done, and you still need to use your skills that you've acquired through intellect, and you need to learn more, and you need to focus on the care and well-being of your body, of course. Of course. But without putting spirit first, or at least as a top priority every single day, knowing that you're not alone, you are loved, you are cared for. You may have great hate around you right now, great discomfort. There's a lot of that because of the transition we are experiencing spiritually. And in order to let that go, spiritual connection is so, so important. Remembering who you are, ultimately, that you are a soul in a physical body temporarily, and so is everybody else. It's all temporary. It's okay. And it's going to get better, ultimately. When our physical bodies die, we reconnect entirely on the other side. And there's nothing but joy, love, peace, hope for all. And but here we are today on this pathway dealing with all this crap, some people say. But what is that? I have all this to do. I got all these layers and lists and things to do and people to care for and people to answer to. And what you're saying is all well and good, fine. But what do I do with it? What do you do with it? Remember that you're not alone. Remember that you are spirit. Ask for help of the other side, of your higher power. Remember, reunite with spirit. Allow your feelings to include the spiritual feelings that are so natural, covered with layers over the years. But they're still there. It's okay. It's going to be okay. There's no obligations required on your spiritual pathway except that you choose, and you did choose, prior to coming into this lifetime. And again, what you don't complete in this lifetime that you chose to, you can repeat if you like, because you will. But by all means, it's your choice. I do invite you to reconnect intentionally with your spiritual side and integrate those feelings, connections, and knowledge in everyday life. Because when we balance spirit with body and mind, you will feel a better sense of wholeness, a better sense of peace and knowingness that this is a temporary situation. That you are more than what you are experiencing, and that the only one you ultimately need to answer to is your higher self. You. Yes, we have rules, we have laws, and they are put in place to protect societies. But when we rule ourselves, they aren't necessary. And there are civilizations other than ours, that the future will bear, and you will hear about them. But there are no laws needed. There is no government required. Because the spirits, the souls, the beings care for one another. And this brings us to the next show topic, Wednesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Please join me. It'll be posted on Blog Talk, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google. Please tune in. Thanks so much for following me, and thank you very much for listening to this message on spiritual stepping stones. I hope it's helped. I hope it helps at least one person that listens to remember that you're not in this alone, and spirit is a priority. When you put spirit first, you'll feel better. And isn't that what life's about? To enjoy? I love you. I really do. I wish you well. I hope that your week ahead, or week and a half ahead until I'm on the air next, are pleasantly surprising for you. The things are turning upward and happier in your relationships of all ways. Take care, good blessings, and so long.